what's up? Once again, welcome to the Brick Cave Podcast, broadcasting from the Brick Cave. We do this for my main man, Al Brick, who passed away. So inside the Brick Cave, we always have a shot of effing to get this thing started.
All
so everybody get their shots of effing together. Let's go on three. One, two, three, go!
Salute.
Yeah.
It went down the wrong hole.
Ain't no such thing.
Oh, all right, what up? What's up? This is the big dog Boogie D.
Miss Pooh.
I am DJ Sir Thorough.
And I am A Plus.
Alright, so this is episode 3. And this one we're just gonna label as the Thanksgiving holiday episode, where we're gonna talk about a couple of things popping. First thing first, that went down the wrong hole.
Clearly, I need to help you out.
50 help me. Let's talk about Tribe Called Quest, because I really want to say this as a Tribe Called Quest P1 sitting in the table right now.
Tell me what P1 means.
Right,
P1
exactly, please.
Means I grew up around this. I love this group. I had the pleasure of meeting Fife. I have an autograph. Midnight Marauders sitting on the Brick Cave wall.
Okay.
Had dinner with Fife, knew Fife. That's the only member that I knew. I met Q-Tip a few times. I met Shahi when he was with Lucy Pearl.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And I met Jerobi with Fife in Atlanta. But I think Sir Thorough and I can contest as the elder statesman here. Tribe meant a lot to me just as a hip-hop fan.
Me as well. I mean, I could say, if you say, what's that, a P1?
P1.
Yeah, I'm a P1 then, too. You know, I'm definitely a fan. One of my favorite groups of all time. I got everything they ever dropped in the collection, from the albums to the CDs to all that. So, I guess, I am a fan. That's what I'm saying.
So, I was excited.
I'm a
Friday.
P3.
What's that mean?
You don't know
that,
nothing.
That means that I don't know the first part of it or the second part, but I do know this last album that they dropped.
What last album? The one that just came out on Friday?
The one that just came out on Friday. Okay. I actually enjoy it, but I have heard a Tribe Called Quest. So I'm
don't air your ass out early, is what you're saying. I was about to go in on you. But I will give props to this guy right here, A+, because he is beyond his years when it comes to knowledge of hip-hop, because I know he has studied classic Tribe.
Oh, man. I mean, I'm a P2 then, I guess, because I mean, when Beast Rhymes and Life dropped, they had the hologram cover. That was one with Stressed Out, and Once Again, where they went back to the original, what was that? Check the Rhyme video shoot we did Once Again, the same spot. I remember that when it was on Rap City Heavy, and then, of course, Old School Wednesdays would play all the classic Tribe, and then Q-Tip solo career. So we grew up on Tribe, basically. Everybody at my age, we was coming out of high school, going into college. When College Dropout dropped, we like the kids that were listening to Tribe coming up. So to see them come back full circle after the movie, I feel like to end the group's legacy on the movie.
Well, you say the movie because Pooh don't know. There was tell about the documentary.
It's called Beast Rhymes of Life, right?
Yeah, break down the
Beast
documentary.
Beast Rhymes of Life, the documentary. Michael Rappaport did it along with the group. And it kind of showed a little bit of friction between the group, you know what I'm saying, towards the end of it. I mean, they all love each other. That was understood from watching it. But even, what's my man, with Mace in the documentary, was like, I hate to see y'all like this right now. You know what I'm saying? So to see them all come back together when they celebrated the 25th anniversary of their first album, was at Paths and Instinctive Travels.
Yeah.
And they came on the Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. They performed. They said from that night forward, they started working on the album. And basically, Fife, who was living in Oakland up until his death, he was going back and forth from Oakland to Tip's crib in New York to record. And Tip really, you know, broke down by describing this, but he was like, you know, it really took a lot out of him to record that. Kind of broke him down.
Well, Fife been sick for a while.
Yeah.
Diabetic, other issues, you know, and, you know, it was documented in the documentary. Fife did take very good care of himself. But
are you saying this led up to this last album?
Yeah, when I was
this album was being recorded anyway. It was being recorded anyway. But see, nobody knew.
Yeah.
When Fife passed away, a lot of people didn't know they were even recording. They had did a tour. They had came back and did like 2 summer tours, which was kind of like people were glad to see Tribe together, because Tribe was really broken up for a while. We're talking years, like almost a decade.
Yeah, like right after the documentary dropped, they did the Yeezus tour, and I'm like a kid, like I said, who grew up listening to Tribe, but I wasn't really listening to the Low Entry. I was 4 years old and 6 when Midnight Marauders dropped. So
you was tripping,
exactly. You know, you really hit it like that. But they opened for Kanye at the Barclays on the Yeezus tour. Man, I got tickets to that, and I'm like, damn. I'm really glad I had a chance to see that shit happen because, of course, Fife's no longer with us. But at that point, I was like, damn, I'm never going to see this shit happen, period. But to have an opportunity to see them perform, that was dope, yeah. Period.
So yeah. I just think for hip-hop, mm-hmm. and I'm going to say for hip-hop, the Tribe album is monumental. Yeah. And it's something that, you know, we needed out of a stressful week. But I saw Mr. C, fellow Big Dog Pitbull, New York. He Instagrammed something that really fucked my head up. He called out all of today's rappers. He was like, so none of you today's rappers, the MCs, are going to tweet or gram that Tribe dropped their last album today. And that spoke volumes to me because I say, and I really want to hit C back. It was like, this ain't for them.
Yeah.
Because if they cared, they would do it.
Exactly.
But most of them don't care. So it's not really for them. So don't stress it. Like, don't get stressed out on something ain't for them.
Why am I incorrect?
Nah, I'm going to be real about it. And you know what? I don't care if I hope somebody listening to the Brick K podcast right now wants to get into a further debate about this. But I think it's full of shit that you call yourself an MC today and you making money off of what Tribe is one of these groups that opened the door further.
Right, exactly.
So having knowledge of who helped get you to where, I look at it like this. Mm-hmm. When I talk to professional athletes and they don't have a knowledge of how athletes before them fought mm-hmm. to get their pay up, right. Like in baseball, if you don't know Kirk Flood's name,
straight up.
Fuck you. Straight up. Straight up. If you don't, if you play Major League Baseball and don't know Kirk Flood's name, has nothing to do that he played for the St. Louis Cardinals. It's the fact that this man's the reason why you get your paycheck. Mm-hmm. Like when Floyd Money Mayweather, in my opinion, disrespected Muhammad Ali, that's really, I was yeah. like, I can't co-sign you, dude, because yeah. Muhammad Ali got your pay up. And Tribe Called Quest is one of these groups that help get your pay up. And just, I'm not saying you got to know every song, you got to know every bar, yeah. but when I hear Lil Yachty or somebody like that, like they don't even know Biggie or Pac, I kind of tune out. That's just me.
Yeah.
I mean, I agree. I agree with you 100%. But I'm like, that's the new generation. That's the generation. They only going to look back 5 years. And you see what I'm saying? That's they time span for real. Mm-hmm. I know Wayne. I know, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I don't agree with that, though. It's only 50 years old, man. We ain't talking 100 years. We not there yet. We not talking 100 years. Like, when Cole is at this age, hip-hop would be around 75. I get it if some of this starts to fall off. But hip-hop is really 50 years old. Let's everybody calm down. Like if you're making money right now and you do an interview on a podcast, or you do an interview on the radio, you do an interview anywhere, and you really can't name somebody from 89, 90, 92, 95. I'm like, yo, really? Homie, come on, man.
I think it's almost the subsidiaries to a hip hop because you have, like you said, Lil Yachty, Lil Uzi, or whatever, they might look up to Wayne and those people, and you can tell that the way that they rap and the way that they dress or whatever is similar to that. So those people are gravitating to that genre or that era, whereas it is going to get more and more watered down because they're not going to go back that far unless you have people like Chance the Rapper, people who actually have that soul in them when they, you know, rap.
That's why the music.
Now those
black,
are the type
though.
Of people who would know no and would disrespect. Have plus, some type of right, who would I'm have some type it. Of knowledge about it because those are the people who they looked up to.
Yeah, but I'm not. Well, here's what I'm saying. Today's artists. You still gotta always like look yeah, when you interview an R&B artist, mm-hmm. Ro James, or you interview a BJ the Chicago Kid or a Bryson Tiller, mm-hmm. they have knowledge of artists that they should even think about
way beyond
because they're appreciative of not just the fact that they can sing. They're appreciative of the of artists, of artistry, mm-hmm. and artists that they go back and study Sam Cooke or Marvin Gaye. So exactly. I'm looking at a Today MC saying to myself, it's cool that you can be a rapper today, but to say that you don't know anything about a Tribe, you don't know anything about a Biggie, you don't know anything about a Pac. Now, we didn't even get into EPMD, Wu-Tang Clan, Method Man, Red Man. We didn't even Boogie Down Production. We can go down the line. You know, Scarface, yeah. you know... It's kind of like, yo, but really?
That's how hip hop is, man. I mean, it's always been a genre of music where we don't celebrate the legends of it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, they get to the point where people just say you old and you done with. You know what I'm saying? They like rock and roll, where we celebrate our legends. We bring them back on tracks and all that type of stuff. So in order for that to happen, you have to get to the point where you start celebrating your legends and putting them up on a pedestal.
Somebody just did that. And here it is, Ray Shrimmer. Mm-hmm. Ray Shrimmer not only just celebrated the Beatles, but they acknowledged the fact that they know who the Beatles are. They didn't just take the name Black Beatles. They actually, in the rhyme, talking about Paul McCartney.
But you think and they did that?
And appreciative of Paul McCartney, whoever.
Nah.
So what? Look, if it was Mike Will made it, salute Mike Will. If Mike Will said,
who did
put this line in the joint, I'm not mad at that. Because that just showed me, like, yo, they talked about the Beatles, who like, damn, like, that's dope to me. Yeah. I sound old.
I mean, you're right, but I'm saying it needs to be more of that, basically. And the Beatles weren't hip-hop, I'm sorry. I'm talking about our hip-hop artists. You just went on a whole different tangent.
No, but I'm saying they gave knowledge of cats that paved the way. You know what I'm saying? And to me, I just feel like some of today's artists...
The Beatles paved the way for hip-hop?
Yeah, they did.
Okay.
They did. There's been you can't front the Beatles influence a lot of it. First of all, just take it for a second. The Beatles always acknowledged that they started out giving tribute and props to Black jazz, yep. Black R&B, yeah, yep. Black blues. They always said that. They always said that's who influenced them. And then what they did was they took that music and turned it upside down, and they influenced R&B, rock and roll, which turned into hip hop. They did that. Like, the Beatles has always been respective to Black culture. They did not steal Black culture and made $100 million ran off. They always gave back. Right. Always. And the Rolling Stones. Like, that's real talk. Mick Jagger will tell you, I got slayed by James Brown. James Brown slayed my ass. And I learned from that man.
That's what's up. So, I mean, I like the Tribe album. I mean, I definitely had to go back and listen to some tracks over and over again. It brought me back to, I mean, I'm like, these guys haven't lost a step. They just provided a little gateway to the music today and beyond or whatever. So, if you ain't checked it out yet and you young or you never heard of, just try to check it out. Just see what, you know, just see what it's about. Give it a listen, you know, and just open your mind about it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, all right, we're going to leave it right there, man. So let's talk about this. Thanksgiving is coming up.
And yep.
For all of us, we're all at different ages, different things going on in our lives as we celebrate Turkey Day. But something that's really real is like, I want to get into this. I'm going to have a little fun.
What is it?
I'm going to have a little fun today. Somebody at the table, we're going to leave them nameless, had a situation where they were invited to somebody's Thanksgiving table and they felt like they wasn't ready to go. So they had to tell that person, I like you, we cool, but I ain't going to turkey dinner with you. And that person, you know, lost that person because they thought they got, you know, disrespected. And I was like, nah, they kept it real.
Very.
Very real, because sometimes you may be dating somebody. I'm being respectful, Ms. Boo, because you're sitting here right now. Asia's in the building. But you may be dating somebody. Don't necessarily mean you're ready to go have Thanksgiving dinner and meet their family. I don't want to meet your parents like that.
Absolutely.
I mean, but am I wrong for being like, I'm not going to bring it up. And on that day, you probably won't be able to get in touch with me. I'm just saying.
No,
I was at my mom. I was at my mama's house. I mean, I'm like, I thought you was gonna be over your mama's house. Come on, girl.
That would be the real life scenario. Is not talking about nothing until that day, and then therefore you can kind of ease your way around it a little more because like, it's that day. And you're like, I'm busy. Rather than chatting about it some days before, like, yeah, so we ain't setting this up at all. This is to this day. Type of holiday. Like,
but it'd be the women would be like, I was thinking, and whenever women get to thinking, see, we in trouble. You know what I'm saying? I was thinking.
That ain't even the key.
And I'm like,
you know, I was thinking.
Oh my goodness, I was thinking.
I think that's because they want to see where they stand in the relationship until it's defined. And because sometimes you can be with somebody and it's never defined. Defined is until you give them a key to the crib. That's when it's defined. And I'm going back in my day. Like, We kicking it, but if you still got to call me or ring the doorbell, it's not defined. You still on that we just fucking shit.
I don't know. I say it's 50-50 because nowadays, the kid, like myself, I've been in the situation, but I've been on the other side where I'm like, nah, it ain't really like that. I mean, it ain't no girl or guy thing, especially now. Women are extremely strong-minded, and they are not having no shit. I don't know. Well, I am. I just know that.
I ain't co-signing.
I just know that if...
Another shot of FNF.
There we go.
Yep. Another shot of FNF because I'm not co-signing that.
I don't know. I just know. I just know. Personal experience. It's been times where I'm like, oh, yeah, so we going to do the Christmas gift thing. And I'm like... No,
holidays is different,
man. It ain't really
man.
Like that. Yeah. Like, look, and I'm very honest.
I ain't gonna lie. I'm gonna go back in the day. I got played. I got played hard. I got played so fucking hard. I went with the John. I went to Thanksgiving dinner.
What's that?
I thought John Ming chick. Okay. Thought we were good. Thought we was on some higher spiritual fucking level. You know what I'm saying? I did the whole holiday shit and got played. Met the brother, met the family, met the auntie.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Met the grandmother that was 98.
Because it ain't nothing.
You know, calling Nana and shit. You know, I'm feeling myself.
I'm in the house.
I'm doing shit outside of my character. I'm like, yo, do you want me to help shovel the snow? Do you want me to help chop the wood?
Exactly.
Like, what can I do? Because I want to be a part of this family. And then after the holiday, then she want to come with the bullshit. And I'm like, yo, why the fuck did you make me come meet your goddamn family, man?
I feel stupid. You just never know how shit is in a family house either, because sometimes the whole damn family could be playing your
game. Oh, yes, sir. That's what I'm saying.
So you got to understand, this, if you go, you still got to remember it's a chance that the grandma on the shit, the sisters, and they like, oh, hey, boo, yeah. And after the fact, they know you a hoe, or they know you bring other people around, or they know you ain't serious because they ain't ever met you or heard about you. The whole family be in
a that's why holiday season should be called. You ain't got to do all that season.
You ain't got to do all that season.
I'm not trying to keep on nothing, you motherfuckers. Don't invite me.
They gonna die. They gonna be like, I wonder who so-and-so bringing this year. That's
right,
the whole family be on
that. You don't want to be that member.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Look.
He with a dunce cap on.
My grandmother told my Uncle Roy, and Uncle Roy was a player from the Hema motherfucking Lakers. Don't bring none of them fucking randoms to her goddamn house. Uncle Roy always said this at every Thanksgiving. He's having stops. So when he showed
stay
up.
In the car.
When he showed up, it was a stop at the crib.
Stay
Uncle Roy
car.
Was on the clock. Uncle Roy would show up in his nice suit looking all pimped out. And he'd be like, hey, Mildred, I'm on a stop. Hey, family, how y'all doing? But I got to go. I got places
you know
to check.
And she in the car.
She could have been in the car for a while.
Wow.
But that motherfucker was not coming in the house. Because she was.
That's
he was told, don't
funny.
Bring
that's
no randoms to the dinner table.
Even if it we is know somebody, family. Just pull up on me. But you not coming in the crib. I'll come outside and chat with you a little bit. You go to where you need to go. I'm going back in the house. It's not going down to where you coming in as, oh, yeah, this is my friend. That is so whack to me. Like,
man,
it is so whack.
I'm trying to smash. I'm trying to stop through, smash while the family there.
While the family there?
Yeah,
shit.
I'm trying to see what I can get off, dog. Like,
well, I'm going to ask you a question. And I'm
trying to see what mama look like so I know what you going to look like in some years.
Is that what you're trying to do?
It's a damn shame. I'm about to put third on Front Street, and I'm fully saying it. So how do you deal with the fact that your Thanksgiving is a little different, that if your family invites your ex over, are you cool with that or not cool with that? Because you have kids with your ex.
Right.
So the kids are always welcome.
That's what I was gonna say.
Kids are always welcome.
And the mama be coming to
but what if they say, well, come on, baby, you can come on, just stay.
You ain't gotta stay in the
you can stay Thurl. We ain't worried about what Thurl say. We don't care what Thurl say. You always a part of our family.
See, you
we always liked you.
You asking the wrong person because I don't have bad breakups. You get what I'm saying? So my breakups be cool. You know what I'm but so she invited. She can come over. She can come through. But don't get in your feelings when it's somebody else there.
You sure?
Now, most of the time, it'd be a problem because of the new lady. The new lady be like, your ex all over there. She all comfortable with the family and all this.
That
be like,
happened to me.
I'm just like.
Because my mama from Brooklyn sometimes don't think.
So the ex has been invited over to your spot.
Oh, no. We're going to keep it real on the Brick King podcast.
Yeah. That's
so the woman I'm married to right now. we went to Thanksgiving at Mama's house, and Mama still had pictures of the ex.
Oh, no.
Gotcha. Oh, no. In the room we were staying in.
Oh, damn. Okay.
So you got to understand something. I had to go like, Mama, have you lost your fucking mind?
Yeah, you
got
to take them down. You and just got to go take them.
No. And you know what Mama said? She's always going to be a daughter to me.
Oh,
I said,
yeah,
what kind of Brooklyn shit is this?
I swear. And then be
like my granny.
You still a daughter?
Oh!
See what happens? See what happens? She like, you better take them damn pictures down.
She came in like alien. See, I'm scared.
Right.
That was on time.
When you gonna come in, you need to come in and say what
you
gotta say.
That's what happened when you like daughter. She
listened.
Be like, that's my son. That was like my son.
I mean, that's
I didn't hear what you said, but I heard the topic.
And see?
So
you don't talk, though, you got to get on the mic, though. You got, no, you can't just.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jamie.
Okay, what did you say about your mom?
She got the baby on the back.
I said when my mama had the pictures of Kim up when we went to the holiday.
Names!
Names.
But if you going to tell it.
No, I'm telling it. I'm telling it. She had the pictures up, and it was disrespectful.
No, it wasn't just the pictures.
What was the next part?
The wedding?
We ain't at the wedding part. We talking about holiday shit.
See, hey, you opened up the gates. You done opened up the gates and gave her a mic.
So let me just tell you, for Christmas.
I'm about to go give me a drink.
So for Christmas, so I went to go meet his mom. You know, it's my first time. Well, no, it's my second time meeting the family.
What
I even brought my own mother. In her guest room, she had pictures up. And I'm like,
We ain't on video now. They can't see your face.
They got the tone. It's pictures of him and his ex, and just pictures of the ex by herself.
Oh.
And that was freshly. It was no dust on the frame. Like, she had dusted them off for me. Like, they were prominently placed.
Wait a minute.
The ex by herself too? Like,
yes.
It's her house.
How did we get onto this topic?
Wait a minute. Did they have a matching outfit on the picture?
They
was matching.
Same color.
How did we get here?
What is it? The skating
here. Asia, is this still podcast worthy? How did we get
really
here?
Really podcast worthy. Because you're going to go into, you're going to tell the whole story.
Oh.
Since we're talking about, I mean, you should tell it. It's a really good story.
It's not a good story.
Okay, I'll tell it.
It's not a good story.
Said, okay, well, I will.
I'm getting cut tonight. How's
this
a good story for me?
So with his parents, I don't know if you want to call it renewing the vows, remarried, whatever. His parents got remarried, and they had a wedding. She wanted me to help, but we were out of town, so I could only help the morning of. So I go to the reception spot and ceremony spot to go help. She kept calling me like, so is my friend there to help? I'm like, no. So my friend's still not there? I'm like, no. I was like, do you want me to do something? Nah, just, okay, well, I'll just talk to you later. So her friend comes. It's myself and my father-in-law. Friend comes in. Hey, Pops. Hey,
oh, the
Dad.
Friend is the ex.
We don't know who the friend is yet because I didn't know her. I never met her. Then I looked. She was like, I'm Kim. I was like, this bitch is up
my
names.
Wait a minute. So wait a minute. So now we in that place decorating. So I'm pissed. Cause I got on a scarf.
How is this podcast?
No, this is really
podcast.
Oh, we can tell. Cause I got on sweat, a scarf.
You
on my head.
You wasn't ready.
I wrapped up. I wasn't ready, but she kind of, you know,
right.
She was, and it didn't
wow.
So
the shade.
Then,
the shade.
The wedding comes. Right. I'm glad I didn't have a dress made. I ordered my own dress. Whew, thank God, cause I was on point. Right. Hair was on point. Thank you. So you know I have to make it extra. I ain't run no minimizing
right.
Out all that, right? So at the reception, all right, they started the toast and she was like, oh, I just got it. You know, I was her maid of honor. He was the best man. Mind you, she had a whole wedding party. I ain't even go there because she probably gonna listen. But anyway, so she then
she gonna listen.
She gonna listen. But that's okay, she know what happened.
Please.
She gets up there and she says, I just want to thank everybody for coming, blah, 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 blah. Oh, wait. I got one more thing. My son came all the way from Philadelphia at the time, and you guys know he's my only child. I've always wanted a daughter, and, you know, it just means so much to me to have so much help for the wedding. And she's like a daughter to me. Kim, would you stand up?
What?
And y'all was
Did she lie?
Wait a minute, y'all was married.
Did she lie?
Y'all was married.
Married.
How long y'all married though? Let's get that.
It doesn't matter.
Because if you
we were married 3 years.
Kim, can you stand up?
How many times you been in New York?
This is not podcast.
Plenty of times.
We are so
have you, wait a minute.
Have you had conversations? See, that's your fault. Oh, that's all I'm just going to say. It's your fault.
Let me tell you how I handle it because I don't know how you do it in New York, but I'm from St. Louis, and I'm from. Let me tell you, I had to get Kasu'd.
She had to get Kasu'd.
She had to get Kasu'd.
I had to look. I just looked at him.
One of the north side streets, y'all.
Get your and let's go.
Y'all left?
No, we didn't leave.
You a lie, because I ain't eat nothing there. And I called my mom. I was like, Mom, you might have to come down here.
She just went in a rage at her head.
I was like, we got to go. So we're supposed to go take pictures afterwards, right? So we're supposed to keep on our stuff. I was like, no, we're changing. We're not taking
pictures. No disrespect. Like, what was your mama being funny?
My mama from Brooklyn. My mama from Brooklyn, it means well. And, you know, she was just trying to be respectful. But sometimes she oversteps.
She said,
you know,
Kim, stand up.
Did you hear me?
Like, you know,
I got a question.
Yes.
When she was leading up to it, did you think she was talking about you?
No, the whole time I looked
over. You finna stand. You did a half stand.
I ain't got no face. Right. I was already standing. I was standing right next to her when she did it.
What?
But that's okay. When she came time.
They good now.
We good now. But I will say,
y'all know.
Okay, all right.
Let y'all know.
I will say my husband.
So you got rid of.
He handled that.
You got rid of old girl.
Who got rid of? She been gone.
No, I'm just saying you got rid of.
She been gone. She can come around all she wants to because it wasn't her. I didn't have an issue with her.
Right. Okay. It was just.
I mean, I looked at her.
But you was dropping names.
To be had. I mean, no shade.
Oh my God, that definitely.
Since y'all were talking about.
Yeah, no, but you trying to put me on front. You trying to put me out there. Your whole wife walked through the door like Batman.
Real. What was your thing?
We will no longer be broadcasting live from the Brick Cave, ladies and gentlemen. We will be looking for a new location for episode 4.
No.
Nah,
it won't be
good.
At Kim's house.
It won't be at Kim's house. Kim don't do no nails.
See, boogie, when we talk loud in the Brick Cave, that's what happens.
Yeah, you can hear us talk loud right.
In the Brick Cave.
Oh, Kim, everybody.
Hey. How is this podcast?
That's what it's all about.
All right. That was
she kisses him on the way out like, yes.
No, she kicked in the door like, I'm you talking. Love each other, no matter what.
That's the type of stories you can share right here live in the Brick Cave. That's what happens in the Brick Cave.
Okay, so some of y'all will be experiencing this at Thanksgiving when you show up with your current and your ex is sitting at the table, sitting there next to Big Mama, and Big Mama like, she always going to be my daughter, baby.
Okay, right. Exactly. Oh.
You made a mistake, baby.
Somebody listening just had a flashback. Yeah,
right, they did.
What are you going to tell Big Mama? Okay, Big Mama, God damn it.
No, but when does Big Mama, Grandma, whoever actually stand up and say like, no, she can't come in here?
When you do what I did, when you have a family meeting,
you supposed to,
and you say, y'all may still like Kim, but that's not who I'm with, and respect the person that I'm with and the person that I married, nice. And that's the end of the story.
And don't invite her for no damn holidays.
No, but I went through that.
Then it's like, okay, Big Mama and everybody get it, because I would say this. There are some people that will be at Thanksgiving or Christmas that is going to go through this, and they don't know how to talk to Big Mama. And Big Mama's going to be like, well, it's my house. I can have who I want at my house.
Break it down.
As I said to my Big Mama, I said, great, you can have who you want at your house. My ass won't be here with my wife. So if you want me here, then respect.
You said a cuss word to Big Mama.
Oh, I curse my mama all the time. She's from Brooklyn.
Oh, disrespect.
Nice.
My mama from Brooklyn.
I'm an only child, too, man. I feel like my mama be a habitual line stepper sometimes, too. So I try to tread lightly.
You curse at your mama, too?
No.
Not curse in a bad way. Curse to make a point. Then you say, I'm sorry. But, you know, because my grandmother usually is at the table. And my grandmother go, Jerry, that's not what we're talking about right here. You can use better language than that.
Voice of reason. I still get a shoe to this day. A shoe, that boomerang shoe across the...
But yeah, I mean, for real, though. As an adult, you got to be like, mama, all right, complete respect me, mama.
I went through it. I went through it because...
You have that convo as an adult. And I know down the road, I'm going to have that with my mom because I can see my mom being on some stuff like that.
Yeah, they get attached. But what's wrong? I mean, like, if your mama get attached, how do you unattach that? But I'm just saying, how is it your fault as a man or as a woman if your mama got attached? Because I got plenty of exes where they mama still love me. They still call me son anytime I see them out.
But I feel like, I don't know, I just feel like as a parent, you disattach when I disattach.
That break would not be as clean as my exit.
Because I'm going to look at my mama like, what is you doing?
That break would never be as clean as
But I like him. He take out the trash. Mama. He respectful. And you always messing with them old disrespectful.
Well, baby, if he was that respectful, we would still be together. Because clearly something ain't right.
I mean, he was just being a man.
Voice of reason.
Well, look.
Big mama will voice of reason you real quick.
Here's what I'm going to say. I think everybody's challenged at every situation because families don't know. Families are always going to be loyal to their family members until they figure you out. Because what she didn't tell you is about the time we went to Father's Day brunch and I was ice cold out. It was like... It was all the black people, and I was a white boy named Rob.
What?
Got ice baby. Out.
Wait. What are you talking about?
No, but I'm just saying that every family is going to give you your trials and tribulations before you get. Till you get to that point, break out the violins. You know what I'm saying? So
okay, our family didn't know each other that long before we got married. So our families, we didn't like grow up being cool.
Oh, y'all did a smash and grab, huh?
Y'all did that Khloe Kardashian.
No.
Okay, he did give me a key, by the way.
Boogie was like,
Cole has come. Cole is only... Three. So we've been together almost 8 years. If you do the math, it ain't no Rob Kardashian.
Okay, but we did.
Ain't nobody just came off the pole. Nobody came off the pole and we was in the delivery room.
He just said, if you get the key and she get the key, then it's some.
How long before I got a key, though?
I don't know.
What is it, Jen? She said about me.
She didn't Tony Braxton your ass.
Seven whole days.
When you talk loud, you break.
My day of friends.
How did this get on me?
Tuesday, we play the game.
Anyway, we're gonna move on later.
Yeah,
this is not my life story.
He just knew you was the one.
Cut these mics off.
I didn't read Steve Harvey's book. We're waiting on 90 days.
I guarantee y'all that episode four, we would have our Charlie Rose voices on.
Okay,
it's gonna be real quiet.
How do you break it down to the other person who's not ready to hear? That they are not invited over to your people's house, though, for Thanksgiving. You know what I'm saying? It's like, how you break that down?
I want a girl over-eager off the rip. We ain't been together like 60 days.
Or not even that.
I don't want that. You know what I'm
saying? I feel like, what if you're invited and you don't want to go? Say somebody invites me and I don't want to go.
You're not ready.
I'm not ready for you to even invite me.
I mean, so what's wrong with saying I ain't on that? I mean, is that disrespectful?
I mean, that's what I'm saying. Being honest,
how
is not
you say it. How you say it?
I mean, I said just like that.
It's just because it's easier to say you have something to do rather than you invited somebody and you expected they answer.
Why lie?
It's how you say it. It's how you say it to that other
because
person.
You offering. So if you offer, hey, I appreciate the offer. I thought we would go. Right. I appreciate it.
But I didn't even know that, dog. I ain't on that.
I think you say it's the same way if you dating somebody with kids. I don't want to meet your kids until we 100. Mm-hmm. that this is something that I need to meet your kids around. Meeting your family is the same thing as meeting your kids. Mm-hmm. Like we got to make sure we 100 because I ain't really trying to get involved in that situation.
But you know, guys don't care. I mean, you want to meet the family, though, real soon because you might have smashed the cousin. No, you might have hit something.
St. Louis. No, I rather, St. Louis so small. You know, I'd rather not be. No, let it be between us. Because if it goes sideways, ain't nobody mad at nobody.
What you doing? Hey, I think my stomach hurt. I think I'm ready to go.
What? No, you can't do that. Was it the food, baby? Yeah, you can't do that. No,
you can't say it. Or you walk in and the cousin finding the motherfucker. And you got the ugly cousin type shit.
That means you don't like them because you can look past it. If you like them, you can look past the fine cousin.
Hey, make sure the door closed. No you name.
You can say that shit softly.
Make sure the door closed. You go to that one person's house and they don't know how to cook. You walk in there like, are y'all black?
That's when you turn into a vegan. Like, you be like, I don't eat meat. I don't eat chicken. I don't eat nothing to have a mama.
This macaroni cheese is not supposed to be ready. My macaroni cheese be ready. It's good. It's so cheesy.
It's got gluten in it. It's got gluten.
I'm gluten free. I don't do that.
All right, well, look, I think that we have spent enough time on this. I think we've gotten the points out. There was other things we wanted to get to tonight, but I don't think we're going to get to them.
Why?
Because I feel a little aired out right now.
Because he fucked up.
You good, man. You good.
And I need to clear the air because we brought up some bad blood shit that's not going to... It's going to last long after this podcast is over.
I mean, Thanksgiving ain't the hard holiday. Christmas is the hard holiday.
No, Thanksgiving is the hard holiday.
It's not the hard holiday.
Christmas is not the hard holiday. Christmas is the one where you can run in and out because it's about exchanging gifts. Thanksgiving's where you're supposed to sit down, eat, watch football, play dominoes, play spades, and kick it.
Christmas,
I can run in and out. Yo, I'm just dropping your presents like I got other stuff.
You got to spend more time at Thanksgiving.
No, because everybody cooked for Thanksgiving, so you got to run in and out. You can run in and out for Thanksgiving.
Nah, man. People expect you to chill out.
It's not a morning vibe.
Chill out, watch football, play cards. That's the board. Like, some families have a board game night. Some people put up the Christmas tree on Thanksgiving.
They do. But I got a DJ, so I always got to be out. I'm up. They like, where you going tonight? No, you know what? Look. Black Sunday killed Thanksgiving in the first place, so you ain't hanging out that long because they trying to get to the stores before
Black Friday.
That's what
it killed it Black by, Sunday.
Yeah.
It killed it by making these 6 o'clock Thanksgiving.
No, yeah, 6 p.m.
Yeah,
6 p.m. on Thanksgiving.
Done by 3 p.m. I ain't fucking with you.
I mean, man, I went to a Thanksgiving dinner and everybody was fixing plates as they main course. They had to go boxes there because they tried to make it to the stores. And I'm like, what the hell? And I'm usually working on Thanksgiving. This is my first Thanksgiving off in a long time. So I'm like, ready to enjoy the
fucking trip. Hold on, bro. You want me talking? I don't go to the stores.
But I was like, this what happens on Thanksgiving? Y'all just do to-go plates and try to make it to Walmart? Come on, bro.
It's really sad that the
to go get a TV. You got 8 TVs in the house. What you trying to get a TV for?
4K, baby.
Little Johnny ain't got no TV.
Damn. We ain't got one in the bathroom.
He got one of them old school big booty TVs.
How big that is.
Yeah, he got one of them black girls.
I'm going to be like Ernie Johnson. I'm going to say this because I'm going to use the R word. Uh-oh. Republicans are taking over, so this is your last Thanksgiving.
All right, it's going the brick to the Walmart.
Because next year, your ass is going to be crying. Because you ain't going to have no money.
Oh, my goodness.
Bailout for Thanksgiving.
All right, it's the brick cake crew.
Hey, man.
Damn. You get that bad? Shit up. You
got the ration turkey next year. Next year, you'll have to be running for the resistance.
Damn,
really?
That bad shit.
What Dave Chappelle say? I'm just sit back and take these tax breaks, bro.
Man, word. I just got this money.
He can say that. But for the rest of us, For the rest of us, you will be next year. You be like, God, baby.
Let's talk about it, dog. Next year, baby.
Mama, big mama said, don't bring no guests, baby. We just got enough for who in the house, baby.
Things have changed, baby.
The
little bit of Texas on the door, motherfuckers run out with full plates. Bring that shit back.
We ain't got it like that no more, damn it.
I'm just saying.
Okay, I'm sorry, Miss Poole. Miss Poole did not want us to get political. At all.
That's all good. It's a great good. Case.
Can we talk about one last thing?
But Dave Chappelle did kill SNL. I'm sorry.
All right. Can we say one last thing, Miss Poole? Asia, we have time for one last quick topic. Are we good? Do we have one time?
Come on.
We good?
Stop it.
No, we got to talk about this because this is only can be talked about now.
Okay, so, what is it?
Okay, because it's 10 years too late.
Hurry up.
Oh, Lil Wayne threw up the Rockefeller sign and nobody cared.
Bars.
Wait. Blake said, yo, let's go on tour now, son.
Wait.
He finna
be on the rock or something?
Hey, man, I was in L.A. at this Camp Flogging our carnival show over the weekend. Tyler, the Creator, had his festival and shit. Lil Wayne headlined it. And the kids left at the Tyler, the Creator stage. Thousands of kids left. But people stayed. I'm not going to make it sound like it was a shit show. Wayne, people had a crowd. Whatever. Wayne did not care when he came out there. He was performing half-hearted, more than usual, because he normally does. But he was up there replacing the lines with that song, man. You know, I don't care, that ain't fair. I'm a motherfucking money millionaire. No, he said, I'm a motherfucking Rockefeller millionaire. So I was like, really? That's interesting. And then he threw up the rock on stage.
He must have been real close.
He's hip-hop Yoda. He know the lines, dog.
I was watching the screen. I was like, he threw the Rockies or something.
Yeah,
you know,
that was on the ground.
Oh, okay, so that's it right there.
That was on the ground.
But who cares? Like
but, okay, because here's the story. Miss Poole, because remember, she don't know hip-hop like we know hip-hop.
Girl, shut the fuck up.
There was a time about a decade ago when the Rock was still the Rockefeller.
Word.
That Jay and Dame were going to sign Lil Wayne.
They had Memphis Bleek, Benny Siegel. Oh.
Freeway. Bleek was good, man. Bleek was
Freeway.
A good. I want to get that.
Freeway.
Bleek was a good rapper, man.
Tierra Marie, right. When she was like, a girl, Phil.
Yeah, she was hot for 5 minutes.
But the word
is that. Jay did. He used people.
The word is Baby stepped in and gave Wayne more money to stop that from happening. I think if it would have happened 10 years ago, it would have been like this Foxy. Big thing. Kanye, Wayne, at that time, it would have been the big thing. I think, like I said, Rockefeller ain't Rockefeller today. Rockefeller is what we call...
Is it still around?
Well, in an imprint, yes. As an imprint, Rockefeller, Rock Nation
right,
is there.
Rock Nation.
But
Rock
as an active, you know who the artists are. Because, I mean, Bridget Kelly was technically Rock Nation.
Yeah.
J. Cole, but they don't. Jay Z don't really rock.
Jay
the
Electronic
word. Rockefeller.
I never came.
Right. So never came is it Rock Nation now?
Well, for Jay Z, it's more about Rock Nation. But I think
most anticipated.
Yeah, Wayne. Well, we basically saying that if Wayne would have done this 10 years ago, I think it would have been a hip hop moment. I think what Plus is saying and we're saying is that him throwing it up in L.A., people like, why should I care?
Right, okay, so they do they know. Not care because of Lil Wayne or do they not care because of The Rock?
Both.
Shit.
Yeah,
both are irrelevant
Lil
right
Wayne
now.
He's past the prime.
Wait.
It's like saying Death Row.
Like,
I'm on Death Row, nigga. Wayne.
This is Pete
Wayne Bob really.
The Death Row.
Look, no. You know what? To really get into the heart of this.
Coming out on loud.
That 2020 thing really put Wayne in a bad spot. I think one thing that anybody can say that whatever your age group is, if you're black, you understand that Black Lives Matter because you're black.
Yeah.
And that hits home to anybody if you're black because it doesn't matter. Look, black has no economic status because the minute you walk out the house, that money does not protect you.
What the?
Real talk, man. What the fuck? Like, real talk.
Okay.
Too many shots of effort.
No, I got it. I'm too used to DVR because I can laugh and then go back and find out what I missed. Yeah, because I missed something.
Yeah,
Right, I'm just saying.
He didn't remind his shit.
I got him halfway through that, but I just think he tried to say, you know what? You don't have to be a member of Black Lives Matter to just know Black Lives Matter.
Basically.
That's all I'm saying. Okay, if you black, say I call doesn't it matter like how old you
he
are.
Me all around
you black. You know when you walk outside that door. When you walk outside the door, you black.
Just take me.
And if you get Popo behind you or the KKK behind you, money ain't going to stop whatever's yeah, coming your way.
Exactly. Yeah, your ass is going
so
down.
Wayne fucked up when he act like that shit didn't matter. He told me I'm a rich black dude. It's like, man, look at fucking Tiger Woods. Look at Bill Cosby got more money than you. And look where Bill Cosby
at. Speaking of that, Bill, the Cosby Show will be airing back on TV soon.
I saw that.
What channel picking it up first?
We don't know. We're going to find that out, though.
But in the day, though, Netflix, he should never have to run nobody. Regarding Lil Wayne, he created Young Money. At the end of the day, he shouldn't even still be with Cash Money. He should have broke away from Cash Money when he got Drake and Nicki.
He can't.
You're right. Because Baby knocked on his door and said, hey, I got these YMCMB t-shirts. We keeping Cash Money live.
Look, let me tell you something.
Not killing your Cash Money because of Young Money.
Dude. Pac got killed next to Suge, right? In Vegas. In the car.
What is it going to face it?
You know what I'm saying? Like, what look what come on, dog.
Help me, dog.
Wayne on the inside, dog. Wayne is not finna fall for the okie doke. Like he is not.
You know me in the car.
Like I'm trying to skateboard about this thing with tight clothes on and all this, but I ain't not trying to die today.
That's the bird, man.
The first was just a warning. Dude shot the bus up. Like, come on.
Oh, yeah.
What the hell are we talking about right here?
Lil Wayne.
Somebody shot the effing. I'm gone. What are we saying right now? You, bro, you bringing in that Baby was going to try to assassinate the guy with the dreads?
Look, what Bill Cosby say? We just talked about Bill Cosby. What did he say on the show? I brought you in this world. I can take you out.
That's Ms. Pooh has no clue what he's talking about right now.
Exactly what it was.
You ain't up to the show Cosby checked show? Out
right now. Yeah. All right, we got to wrap this up to the food board.
You ain't hip to the
Brick Cave Crew. Follow us at Brick Cave Crew. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook.
Wait,
Miss Pooh on.
You don't know about the. You don't know Rudy.
No.
Say that again.
@_plus.
I had to DVR you.
She don't know shit about Bill Cosby.
Keep going.
Come on, DVR.
You don't know that. You don't know nothing about Bill Cosby, son.
You don't know,
I know about the goddamn Bill Cosby show, okay?
You don't know Keisha got
Miss Pooh on air.
You don't know Lisa Bonet got kicked off.
Right?
I know Theo. I know Vanessa. I know all
about,
of them.
We talking about before that.
We not talking about before that. She ain't responsible for that. I'm DJ Sir Thur. I'm following you. I'm out.
Boogie D _ also check out my Mixcloud. Boogie D718 got the Section 5 mixtape.
He did a mix, y'all.
Classic hip hop all day, every day. I holla at you, boy.
All right. Toast to friends. Toast to laughs. Toast to Brick.
Toast to Brick.
Of effing. Let's do it.
Your turn.
Yeah.
Brick Cave.
I went down the wrong fucking hole again. God damn it.